Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everybody.
It is chocolate time, as I like to call it.
The Lord is risen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's more important, isn't it?
Way more important.
That's it. The Lord is risen. And this week I want to talk about, as I was sharing in our Heartbeat, about this is actually the time of year that we can be a new you, our new self. It's not New Year's Day, as we often talk about. I don't know how other people's goals are going, but now that we're a few months in, sometimes they've already, well, they've gone after the first day or two often, or first week. But this is the time as a Christian that we can actually put off the old self and put on a new self.
Well, this is the new eternity you.
Mm, that's it.
Even if we don't see it, and we're as you know, we're still a work in progress. Mm. It's not like where Jesus is redeemed and redeemed. He has redeemed us, and he's transforming us, but we might not see the actual things happening. You know, Jesus died and rose again. Mm. Well, he's given us the ability to rise again when we die to eternal life with him. Mm. But we're still here on the earth right now. Mm.
And that's something I was thinking about, like when I was sharing the scripture from Colossians, how it talks about take off the old things, the sinful things of ourselves that we do, lying, being angry, saying terrible
gossiping,
things.
Gossiping,
and put on the new self. I was thinking about that because I'm like, but Jesus has already risen from the dead and forgiven us of these things. But because we are still right now on earth being still transformed, that's why we need to actively like put those things off and try and put on the new that Christ has given us, because he's now given us the ability to do that.
Mm.
And we are a continual work in progress. It actually made me think of, have you seen on the internet the different memes? And there's often a meme that's like a diet meme. And someone goes, I'm going to go on a diet. And then let's say 2 days in, they've somehow broken the diet. And then they're like, oh, well, I'll have to wait again till Monday. Like there's something about you can't start again there and there. You've straight got to away. Wait till Monday.
No,
like,
you can start straight away.
Yeah. But that's what, for some reason it came to mind when I was thinking about, you know, we put off the old self and put on the new self. But how often, because we are still sinful here.
We have to do that.
We have to do that, but we don't have to wait till Monday.
No.
Like as soon as we go, okay, God,
forgive
I've
sinned, me, I've done this.
Then start again then
draw
there.
The line in the sand and start again.
Go again.
Yeah.
Go again.
Yeah.
Another story it made me think of was Dad shared this story before, how he's gone to confession, confessed his sins.
Yes.
Walked out of the confessional.
Yeah.
Did the exact same thing he just asked for forgiveness for, turned around and walked back into the confessional to ask for forgiveness. Can you imagine that priest being like, Didn't I just like, you know?
Whoa,
like,
have you got a twin or something?
Yeah. But like, again, that thing of you can do it, go again. And that's the love that God has for us. Yeah. We just keep going back.
Yeah. That, I can just imagine God in heaven, one, laughing, but two, because he has a good sense of humor, but two, going, wow, how humble enough to go, oh, great, I've done it again. I've got to go back, you know, and say sorry, Lord, and ask for forgiveness. And in the confessional, you get grace.
Mm. Mm.
It's not like because, oh, well, I could have said sorry to God anywhere, and you can. But as Catholics, we believe we are getting given a gift of grace when we go before a priest or a pastor who represents not just God, but represents the community of the church. Mm. And we're saying, we're sorry. Because we've sinned against God and what I believe in being in the community of believers.
Mm. And that gift of grace is what Easter Sunday is about.
Yes.
Is about God
giving us
the grace that we did not deserve.
No.
So that we can have eternal life with him. when we become to know that more, I've been reflecting on this, when we come to understand that more, then our hearts are changed and we want to then change the other practices.
Yes.
Like one of the examples that St. Paul gives in Colossians is, now I'm going to have to find it. Oh, it says, put away obscene talk from your mouth. Like it actually says that. Like one of the reasons where some of us try not to swear, try not to talk in obscene ways is because we want our lives and the words that we speak to honor God. That's one reason why we try not to. Now, when you fall back into that habit, well, like I said, you just, okay, God, let's go again.
Yes.
You know, and so that's just one example, but even the do not lie to one another. How often do we actually, if we're really honest, we lie in different ways?
Well, you know how they say, oh, that's just a white lie.
Mm.
When I grew up as a child,
yeah.
It's like you're just not telling them the whole truth. So it's sort of a white lie. Mm. It's still a lie.
Yeah.
It's still hidden. It's still trying to protect yourself, I guess, and hide the falsehood. Mm. It doesn't mean that you have to blabber about everything to everybody, because God says to be wise, mm. but it's to be open and honest before God, with yourself. Mm. Lord, this wasn't right. Mm. I shouldn't have done this.
And the more we come to know God, the more we come to a greater understanding, which I think is a lifelong journey of what God has done for us, that's when we want to then, okay, God, I want to actually try and fix this area of my life that I'm...
Help me.
You know, lying in or cheating in or whatever. And there's that desire in us that grows to want to change, and that's that new self that before Christ came, we actually as humans couldn't. The separation between us and God, there was no connection. Like God is, I mean, Jesus is the one who bridged that gap.
Well, yeah, but some people go, well, then all the relationships people had in the Old Testament with God was then null and void. Mm. No, no. Mm. There was still a relationship with God. God still spoke to Moses. God went to Noah. God, you know, looked at Gideon hiding and said, you're a warrior. Come on, I've got a job for you to do. Mm. God still reached down to us. But we were then, when we died, stuck in this oblivion of we couldn't get to that eternal life yet.
Yeah.
Because so now we have of that this hope original in that. Sin. Yeah. Mm. But then Jesus did away with that. And can you imagine... On the day 2,000 years ago, 2,023 years ago, 24, when Jesus rose, how many people would be glorifying God and praising him, because it was the day when they, from the death of the oblivion of where they were waiting, they could go to eternal life.
And the way you've just shared it there, the more that we understand that, and I don't think we get a full understanding until we get to heaven, but the more then we go, yes, God, and therefore I want to honor you with my life,
yes.
With the words that I speak, with the way that I treat other people, by loving. The last thing it says is in verse 14, above all, put on love.
But like, it's like our life now is the start of our eternal life.
Mm.
Think of today.
Mm.
Don't even think of the past of what happened. But as from today, when I recognize God in my life, eternity starts.
Mm.
I don't have to wait till I die.
Mm.
Because my spirit lives on.
Mm,
Eternity starts now.
Mm.
So therefore, do I not want to honor my Lord?
Mm.
Do I not want to be faithful to him? Do I not want to do the will that he has for me?
Mm.
Because he's my creator. He made me into existence out of love, because he loved me, loved people, wanted us to be with him forever with him in life, in relationship.
Mm.
It starts now.
Yeah.
So our focus, our intention, our heart is different when we realize that. And that's when someone who comes to know, encounters Christ for the first time, you've seen it sometimes when they share their testimony, they're overawed that, wow, I never knew this. But we as Christians who have maybe been a cradle Christian, brought up from birth as a Christian, sometimes we don't realize the beauty, the glorious gift we've been given, because we've had it all the time.
Mm,
When it's taken away from us, we'd realize. Mm. But God wants us to recognize the gift of himself and the gift of this eternal life and live like that, walking with that lilt in your step, that head high, held high, that smile on your face, that glorious joy in your heart because of what Jesus has done for us.
So the weekly challenge I've written is to put on the new you.
Yeah.
And if you're wanting to know what that is, well, if you do go to Colossians, it says put on compassionate hearts, put on kindness, put on humility, put on patience, and above all, put on love. And the reason we can do all that is because of what Christ did for us.
Maybe we should, in the morning when we get up, pretend we're putting it on.
Yeah.
Like those clothes.
Yeah, as clothe we put on our clothes, Lord. Put it on.
Yes.
Yeah. So we hope that chat has really blessed you. We pray that you would have a wonderful Easter season, and we wish you a wonderful Easter. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody, and happy Easter.